Welcome back, Letterman Row watchers, readers, listeners. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This is another episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row. I am joined today by Ohio State 2021 commitment Jansen Dunn from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Jansen, thanks for taking time to be on the show and congratulations on the decision you made last week.
Thank you.
Let's talk about that decision. I think people assumed that you had long leaned towards Ohio State in this process since the first visit you made back in November. What was it about the school that made you kind of just be like, that is it for me? That is what I want.
Definitely the coaches, they showed love, the atmosphere of the school, just the whole program. I took a tour and it was just, it was one of a kind, I thought, compared to all the other schools I had visited. And when I went to the game, it just, the atmosphere, it was like, I'm going to play in this one day. So
you are a player that is regarded nationally as the 15th ranked athlete in the country, whatever that means, as though you don't play a position, but you do. You play in the defensive backfield and at wide receiver for the South Warren High School there in Bowling Green. Ohio State sees you as a defensive back. The opportunity to be recruited by Matt Barnes and then Kerry Combs recently. Was it really just the chance to play defensive back for Kerry Combs that really set this over the top for you?
When I visited the school, I had a conversation with Coach Combs, and I really like what he was saying, and especially his experience and his resume was ridiculous. I feel like the players that he sent to the league a lot of the players are my idol. I looked at him and I really love the way he coaches. He has a lot of intensity, and when I saw at the spring practice, but it was definitely Kerry Combs was definitely a influence in my decision.
You're the fifth defensive back to commit to Ohio State in the class of 2021, the country's top ranked class. Was this thought or the decision happening when it did? Was there any part of you that was like, I got to get on board with this right now because the way Ohio State's filling up, maybe in 3 months there's no spot?
Yes, there was a time where I thought if I was going to go, I had to get in there. But at the same time, there was, but at the end of the day, I just love the program, and I don't think anything would have stopped me from going.
And their coaches obviously were not pressuring you to make that decision, but you're a smart guy. You can read between the lines, I guess, and see that there's only so many spots left. For you, with the Buckeyes, you visited there, as you said, in the beginning of March. That was a spring practice visit. What did that visit get a chance to show you that the first visit back in November didn't?
Definitely that those guys compete every second of the day that they're together. When I went to the practice, I absolutely loved it because, I always love an environment where I can get better every second. I feel like when I go there, that they're – there's nothing but getting better. That's what I
call. Ryan Watts is one of your close friends and a guy that you talked to about Ohio State through this process. Is there any specific role that Ryan played, or was it just that true buzz 7-on-7 team altogether that kind of helped you gain some understanding about Ohio State?
When I first stepped foot on Ohio State's campus, we met up and at the game, and he told me a lot of stuff about the program, and I really loved one of the things he told me was the PA with the coaches and how he felt loved over there, and what kind of education he could get. So I say I feel like he definitely played a role in my recruitment.
And now you guys who basically play the same position, you're built very similar. You kind of, I think people could confuse you for each other on the football field with the helmets on.
Right.
Now you have to go out there and be ready to compete against him in a year. Has he told you or had a chance to talk to you since he enrolled about what to expect when you arrive on campus at Ohio State?
Well, not yet.
No horror stories?
No, I haven't been in contact with them yet. So,
Jansen, for you in the state of Kentucky, your final group of schools included teams like Louisville, Miami, Oklahoma. Kentucky was not on that list. I talked to Jagger Burton on the show about 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about some of the pressure about for kids in Kentucky now as the Wildcats program is growing and as Louisville's program is trying to, you know, revitalize itself under Scott Satterfield. What made it feel right for you to know that you wanted to get away from home?
I really didn't want to stay in Kentucky, to be honest. And I felt like I wanted to go to the best of the best, and I wanted to go to a school that would that had sent a lot of guys to the league, would prepare me for the league. And one of the things I just didn't feel that in Kentucky. So yeah.
You are, as I said, you're originally from Georgia. You picked up a Georgia offer the day you committed to Ohio State. You have been offered by Alabama. You have a lot of opportunities around the country if you chose them. A lot of schools that you had maybe thought about visiting had you been able to in the middle of this pandemic that we're all dealing with. Do you think down the road, and I know this is sort of a heavy question, but do you feel like there's any potential for you to like have second thoughts and be like, man, I should have taken more visits? Or is it a matter of, I know Ohio State was where I wanted to go all along, so I don't care?
I'm 110% committed to Ohio State. There's no doubt, and there's no second thoughts there.
For you in the class of 2021, as I said, 17 commitments now in that class with you on board. You have the country's top ranked class. You have a chance to be the top ranked class in the history of the modern recruiting era, which I'm sure that you guys have talked about. Have you started to pick up on what's making this group successful, going out and finding other guys? Do you have top targets that you're chasing, or do you have guys that you're like, okay, that's my dude, I got to get him in this class?
Definitely. The players are you know, because a couple of players reached out to me before I committed.
Sure.
And definitely I'm trying to reach out to some guys that I feel like could bet our program and this recruiting class. It's just – you know, all about, I feel like, and that's one thing you got to have to feel at home at a college program.
What was the hardest part of this process for you, Jansen? What was the one thing or two things that, now that it's over and you're just waiting till you can sign, what's the one or two things that like you would tell the next Jansen Dunn in Bowling Green, Kentucky about the recruiting process?
You definitely got to have patience. You got to be patient, and you got to stay humble, keep working, and let any of this really, you know, affect how you are working. And it does get annoying. The recruiting process does get annoying when you're in the middle of it. But at the end of the day, you got to remember that you're 1% of any. A lot of kids would wish in your position, and you gotta think about that 100% of the time. So you know, you just gotta be grateful.
Is there a spot in the secondary where you feel most comfortable? I know that people look at your frame at that 6'2" range, 175, 180, and maybe think you're a long corner. Some people are more traditionalists and think, you know, safety, a one high safety, like a Jordan Fuller type. Where do you see yourself? What is Kerry Combs and Matt Barnes telling you that they see you?
I see myself at free safety, and that's where the coaches see me at. So hopefully when I get there, that's what I'm going to be training in.
What do you want to do from now to enrollment? Do you plan to enroll early? But I guess I'll let you finish that first. But is there steps now that you feel like, okay, now I'm here, I have to get to here before I get to Ohio State?
Like you mean it? What do you mean?
Like just as far as your development, physically, mentally, whatever it is, where do you think the biggest steps are for you to still take from the time now to the time you get on campus with the Buckeyes?
Well, you know, unfortunately, we have this virus going on in quarantine, so we won't be able. I won't be able to be with my team for a little bit longer. So for me, it's just, you know, continuing the working out every day. You know, you try to get better every day. You don't slack off, because this moment right here is where you take advantage and get advantage of other players that, you know, will sit around. But definitely, I want to try to pack on some weight before I get up there and get a little more skill in. So, yeah.
You're working out, I was told, 6 days a week right now from like 1 o'clock till 4:30 or something crazy.
Yes. 5 days a week. I go at 12. I do a free weight, a weightless workout at 12 o'clock. And then I go with my QB Caden Belcamp at 2:30. And we usually end around 4:30 or 5 o'clock.
So you're staying active at least out there and not just playing video games.
Definitely.
What video games are you playing when you get home?
Definitely Call of Duty. I highly recommend that one. Modern Warfare, Madden. I don't play 2K, but you know, a lot of players do play that. But
who's your go-to team on Madden? Who's your guy?
I play with the Falcons almost every time. Or the Seahawks.
The Falcons, because you're an Atlanta guy. They're not the most dynamic team to play with in that game. Are you catching L's all day, or like how are you holding up?
I feel like if you can play the game, then you can win with any team. So,
this is a weird question, I guess. Do you feel like playing Madden as a kid and growing up like has made you a better football player?
Yeah, I could say that. It made me love the sport more, because when you play Madden, it's almost like you're in a real game, but you're like a defense and offensive coordinator. It lets you learn some defense and, you know, learn the game. So
I guess you can learn concepts and stuff like that, right? I mean, at least defensive concepts.
Right.
How is the relationship with Ryan Day and your family right now? I mean, I know that Matt Barnes has been the main driving force in your recruitment for the majority of the time the Buckeyes have recruited you. But now that you're committed, it's more probably about the future and Kerry Combs being involved, Ryan Day will be involved, Matt Barnes will obviously stay involved. But how is that relationship with Ryan Day, and what has your family seen in him that made you think, hey, this is the right future for me?
Our relationship right now as a family is great. Coach Day has a great personality. He's a great coach. You know, I'm actually surprised, because he's one of the coaches that I have the best relationship with. And I feel like he makes it a point to make that important, that he has a relationship with his players. And that's what I love about him.
Well, Jansen, I appreciate you taking time today. I know that you got to get to your workout, but for everyone watching, that's Jansen Dunn, Ohio State's latest 2021 commitment. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Row. Thanks, Jansen. We'll catch you next time. All right, man.